SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, pemilihan federal tahun ini akan membuat setengah dari anggota Senat dipilih kembali. Pada tanggal 18 Mei nanti, warga Australia akan memilih 40 senator, setengah dari 72 senator negara ditambah 4 senator yang mewakili 2 wilayah atau teritori. Berikut ini Greg Dyett menjelaskan. Pada hari pemungutan suara, pemilih mendapatkan 2 kertas surat untuk dilengkapi, yaitu kertas suara hijau untuk DPR dan kertas suara putih untuk Senat. Evan Akin-Smith dari Australian Electoral Commission mengatakan bahwa para pemilih dapat memberikan suara di atas garis dengan menempatkan nomor 1 di dalam kotak untuk partai atau kelompok pilihan mereka, atau mereka dapat memilih di bagian garis bawah dengan memberi nomor setidaknya 12 kotak individu.
So the Senate voting system, you can vote either above the line, and it's a big white ballot paper. If you vote above the line, you're voting for a party or a group, and then your preferences are distributed according to that group's candidate list. So you can vote via group, or you can vote below the line and vote for your individual candidates. If you go below the line, you do need to number 12 boxes, and you get your choice of your individual candidates there.
Dr. Peter Chen dari University of Sydney mengatakan banyak senator yang terpilih untuk mewakili setiap negara bagian dan wilayah.
Elections in the Senate are quite familiar to people around the world, in that instead of having one candidate that is elected for a particular geographic area, what you might call an electorate or an electoral district, that Australians in the upper house are represented by their state, and they're represented by multiple representatives who represent the state. So what we have is a kind of multi-member electorate.
Dr. Chen mengatakan dalam sejarah banyak pemilih Australia akan memilih seorang kandidat dari salah satu partai besar di Dewan Perwakilan Rakyat, namun memilih partai yang berbeda di Senat.
Australians have tended to appreciate the difference in composition of the two houses of parliament, in that Australians have engaged to some extent in what we call split ticket voting, where they will vote for one of the major parties, the coalition parties or the Labor Party in the lower house, and be willing to vote for a different party who might then add a slightly different perspective in the upper house. Back in the 1980s, you know, you mentioned it was the Australian Democrats. In recent years, it's been the Greens. Now we're seeing a sort of interesting group of minor parties and independents. But certainly what we see is that sometimes that they will have very different perspectives to the government of the day, forcing the government into a dialogue over their policies or legislation because of the different composition in the upper house.
Dr. Chen mengatakan para senator dipilih untuk masa jabatan 6 tahun, sementara para calon majelis rendah menghadapi pemilihan setiap 3 tahun.
In the upper house, senators are elected for 6 years, but half of them are up for election. So there tends to be a longer lifespan for senators than for people in the lower house. And that was part of the constitutional framer's original intention of allowing the senators to have, in a sense, a longer view of things, to have more time to consider their positions, to have a different composition, not necessarily be driven by the vagaries of the day. So in the upcoming election this year for the Senate, 40 senators of the 76 are actually up for re-election.
Demikianlah tadi penjelasan tentang pemilihan federal yang akan diselenggarakan pada tanggal 18 Mei mendatang, dan semua warga negara Australia berumur 18 tahun ke atas diwajibkan untuk memberikan suara mereka.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.